Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, the only cure for our Basketball Jones. Hail Varsity's Jacob Padilla on the Connor Happer Show on 1620. The Zone.
Maybe that's why.
Basketball Jones back in basketball gyms as Nebraska basketball opened things up for a few minutes today. Jacob Padilla joins us from Hill Varsity now. Jacob, hello.
Connor, hello.
How was the basketball gym, Basketball Jones?
It was a good 30 minutes of warm-up drills.
Nice.
Not anything super educational, but it's always fun to kind of see Nate Lenzer, I think, in particular, the way that he approaches things and just...
Really good drill coach.
Yeah, exactly. He's really enthusiastic, attention to detail. That was probably the one takeaway is just the way that the coaches, both Nate a few times, Fred once or twice, just kind of hopped in to really hammer home small detail, hey, we have to do this part right. Lenzer was talking about no cutting corners, saying that multiple times, making sure you're doing every part of the drill. So they're just really working on building up those habits and doing all the little things well.
How about the body types for Nebraska basketball? I think, you know, this team's going to take on a little bit of a different look and size profile, at least as far as the length is concerned. Did it match up to sort of your thought on it going into it?
Yeah, it's not like they got a full NBA team in terms of six eight wings and 6'10" power forwards, 7-foot centers, but they do have more versatility in the body types they can throw out there. Again, Sam Griesel at 6'7" running the point. That's a little bit, obviously, kind of goes back to the Delino Banton model more so than what we saw last year with Alonzo Bird and Cam Mack before them. And so it's a little different there. You've got Blaze Keita, another bigger body inside to kind of complement Derek Walker, who is a strong guy, but a little bit smaller than a typical center you're going to find in the Big Ten. You've got Juwan Gary's a wing, he's physical. He's not going to be cute. He's still going to be a little undersized, probably playing the four, but he's a guy that can play bigger than he is, that can rebound, that can go attack. So they're just going to have some versatility. And a guy like Cale Jacobson, you see him out there, he does not look like a true freshman walk-on. Mm. And that's been the case for Cale since his freshman year of high school. He's always been super well-developed and strong and physical for a guard. So that's a name that I think – you probably want to keep an eye out for him. I think he is going to play at some point this season.
Yeah, well, with the injury to Kron McPherson, he's probably going to go in there, slot in there pretty quickly, would be my guess. I one more question about Nebraska basketball. I think we've talked about this a bunch just when at least looking at the team on paper, but how important of a role or how significant of a role, how much will revolve around Sam Griesel, do you think? Because it really seems like, to start, he's going to be kind of the heart and soul of the group, and he hasn't played a game in a Nebraska uniform yet.
Yeah, I think, like you said, everything is going to revolve around him. He is the point guard. You can go check out Hale Varsity this week. Earlier in the week, I put together a scouting report on Griesel from watching his tape from last year. Just kind of watch most of his clips offensively for all the main things he did for them. And I think he fits really well into what Fred Hoiberg has wanted to do but hasn't necessarily been able to do with the personnel that he's had in Nebraska to this point. He's good in transition. He can run the pick and roll. He's good on and off the ball. He's not a guy that's going to dominate the ball. He'll give it up pretty much every time he brings the ball down, let the ball reverse a couple times, get it back later in the possession, and then go run a pick and roll or isolate and go get a bucket. And he'll also, like, push it in transition. If you don't stop him, he'll go score. And then if the defense is set, then he'll give it up. And so I think you're going to – they were saying all the right things in the press conferences with Fred and Breidenbach and Manuel Vandermeil on Tuesday. But I do think the personnel fits better to match up with that. And a lot of that is Griesel. And I think the biggest question on this team, just based on the way it's built, the players they brought in, who is the guy that can go create offense for you? Obviously, they want to do it kind of more by committee than last year, where you had Bryce McGowan's and Lonzo Burgess, guys that kind of dominated the ball, controlled most of the shot. But you still have to have guys that can go create an advantage, can beat their man, can draw a double team, all those types of things, in order to have a functioning offense. So that's kind of the big question is who are they going to be those players for Nebraska? And I think to be their best version of themselves, Griesel needs to be the number one answer for that.
Jacob Adell of Hail Varsity is with us. All right, Jacob, let's move on to football a little bit. On the game on Saturday, do you have any – we know how Indiana is going to try and go. They're going to try and go pace and tempo. They're beat up on defense, I think, a lot because of that. Not beat up from a physical standpoint, but beat up from a statistical standpoint. Do we have any sense on how Nebraska we think is going to sort of play this, knowing what they do, what Nebraska's done well, and then sort of what they want it to be going forward this season? I think it could land a lot of different places on Saturday.
Yeah, Mickey didn't say a lot today, but one comment that kind of stood out to me a little bit is just something to the effect of we're going to do what they can do. When talking about the defense and with the way that they, Bill Bush talked about simplifying some things last year yesterday. I forget all these days are blurring together, but talked about just kind of changing some of what they do. And I think they're going to try to get the most out of their players as opposed to trying to plug players into the system, which is, I think, what they tried to do previously, because they're changing some things to try to let players do what they do well. And that at this point, it's kind of what you have to do. You got to coach what you have at this point. Like, I know there's talk about getting some young players in there, and I'm sure we'll see a little bit of that, but you're not going to swap out a whole new team. A lot of these guys, you might see a change here or there, but for the most part, these are the same guys that have been playing. They're going to keep playing. So you got to find a way to get the most out of them, which I don't think was happening here. I think there's some young guys that are struggling that never been in this position before, but I think some of the veterans were struggling as well and are capable of more than what we see. So I think that's kind of what they're focusing on now defensively, is trying to figure out, all right, what do we need to do to give ourselves a chance to have some success here? You're not going to suddenly become the defense they were last year, but maybe you tweak a thing here or there to let a guy that's a little bit better at getting downhill, getting after into the backfield, you cut those guys loose a little bit, or you change like some of the coverage schemes to maybe put a guy in a more comfortable position to allow him to hopefully have some success. So I think that's going to be kind of what I'm focused on most. All right, what does this defense look like coming out of the bye, and how do they use the personnel that they have available to them?
Yeah, on the coming out of the bye thing is huge, I think, because, I mean, the question is, how much do you think this game, and maybe this paired along with Rutgers next Friday as well, this game and next, mean for, you know, what the rest of the season is going to be? Like, that, Scott Frost was fired before the Oklahoma game, but this really feels like the start of whatever's coming next for Nebraska football, because they've had the bye week to sort of regroup and step back. And Mickey Joseph seemed, I think, not, I don't know if relax is the right word, but he looked like he had sort of taken a breath for the first time at his press conference on Tuesday. Like, these games feel more indicative of what I think they're going to be going forward. And you can make the case that these are, you know, two really big games for Mickey Joseph too, if he wants to give it a run at being the head coach.
Yeah, and there's only, I think, so much you can change. Like, in the course of a normal game prep week. A lot of that's got to be focused on the opponent. You can't really do a ton of self-scouting and changing what you do, like, fundamentally. So this was kind of that week. So they had the one game with the changes and staff. It's like, all right, this is what we're going to have to change. Now they've got a good feel for where they're at and kind of what the base level is. And so this last week, 2 weeks, is their biggest opportunity for significant change in terms of how they want to approach certain things. So if they can come out with those changes they made and show some promise in them, then you feel good, like, all right, this will work for us. Now it's just a matter of continuing to stack reps and getting more comfortable with it. So it's like you said, this is kind of a big 2 week stretch here coming out of that. Cause I mean, they'll have another opportunity later in the season to kind of reset. But at that point, I think it's going to be too late to really change the course of the season. So now is the time, like, if you want to salvage something of the season, try to build up some positive vibes, some momentum. Now is the kind of stretch that you have to, like, all right, we made these changes. These changes worked. The players are comfortable with them, and this is how we're going to play moving forward. So this is kind of a big test for that coming up here these next 2 weeks.
Yep, I'm with you. All right, Jacob, we'll let you go. Looking forward to the fun time of the year. It's starting right now where football and basketball cross over a little bit. Always a busy time, but you cover it well over there. And yep, it's always good fun. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
Jacob Adil of Hail Varsity. You can check out his work there. He's also covering volleyball. So there's that part of it too.
Running him into the ground.
Yeah.
He's good though.
Oh, he's everywhere. Yeah. He's everywhere. Okay. Coming up next, here's what we're going to do. Today's the Team Jack Radiothon. I put a couple tweets out about it sort of throughout the week. It's up in Elwood. So we're not there, but we're looking to spread the word, help out any way we possibly can. And they need you to help as well. So the Radiothon today, collecting, you know, donations in support of pediatric brain cancer, and really a lot of pediatric cancer overall. You remember the Jack Hoffman run in the 2012 spring game, and Jack is now, I believe he just turned 17 like 3 days ago. So the Radiothon is in its 10th year now. You can call 855-RUN-JACK. Or text Jack to 243-725. Visit teamjackfoundation.org. There's also the /radiothon as well. But coming up next, so in support of this, Jack Mitchell from our sister station in Lincoln, KLIN, caught up with Boomer Esiason. He's been, you know, a huge asset in the community how cancer affects people, and he's been really outspoken in that piece of it too. I remember Gary and Damon had a conversation with him not too long ago as well. So we're going to play that for you coming up in just a few minutes on the other side on the day of the Team Jack Radiothon here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.